You're late. And you're blocking the television. What's the matter? Yes. Well, being on the run for several months, accompanied by a person considered by the state to be nothing more than a stolen machine, tends to make one more prone to bouts of, how'd you put it? Brooding. Yes, that's it. I am indeed brooding. And before you ask, no, I don't regret doing what we did, of course not. I'd help you again in a heartbeat. I simply tire of being forced to hide my face away while you are able to come and go as you please. You're hurt. What happened? Who did this to you? Were you discovered? Were you hurt anywhere else? Did you... I'm fine. It tells me nothing beyond your personal perception of the situation. Sit down on the sofa. I'll fetch the medkit from the bathroom.
I know how it is to be lonely. Is there anything you wish to tell me?
Where's the injury? No. We're not doing synth flesh. The concierge downstairs likely saw you enter visibly injured. You can't return tomorrow with your wounds miraculously healed. Synths get cheap synth flesh. Humans have to go to their insurance for the stuff. And no one staying in a hotel like this has insurance, so neither do we. You'll just have to heal naturally, like the rest of us. You are supposed to be human, after all. Hold still. Need to apply this disinfectant to the wound. Fair warning, this will hurt. That's it. Deep breath. We don't want any infections, do we? It wouldn't matter how much work we've done to conceal what you are if we have to go to hospital. They determine your true nature as soon as your blood work revealed a distinct lack of antigens. Most people didn't have a blood type, you know. Now just let me apply the bandage and... there. Now, tell me what happened. You took the alleyway on 4th. What if I told you about taking shortcuts? Fine, continue. Then what happened? Alright. He put his hands on you. What did you do? And you're certain he didn't determine what you actually were despite doing that to him. Well, I guess we'll just have to hope that you're correct about that, won't we? I'm glad that you escaped relatively unharmed. I mean, I'm glad that he was only a mugger and nothing else, of course, but it is good that you are safe. Right, well, hopefully you won't feel inclined to take any more shortcuts from now on. I suppose it's getting late. You should probably retire to the bedroom for the night. No, that's quite all right. I'm still perfectly fine with sleeping on the sofa. You deserve your privacy, especially after the night you've had. No arguing. Just get some rest. Alone. You'll be better for it. What are you doing awake? It's nearly 3 o'clock in the morning. Touché. You're a bit underdressed for the weather, dear. Even synthetic women can catch colds if the conditions are right. You're shivering. You should really go back inside. Well, I tried. Why do I come out here at night? What makes you think I do this regularly? You've seen me do it. Ah, of course, of course. Spying seems so unbecoming, don't you think? You know, there are times when I look at you, when I look into those eyes of yours, those eyes that have seen so much of the worst this world has to offer in such a short lifetime. And I... I like to walk. You asked me what I was doing out here. I like to watch the city. So alive, even at night. I can't leave the room during the day, so at night, I like to imagine myself out there, among people. Seeing, doing, talking, interacting. Being. Enjoying a stroll in the cold. Sampling whatever shops are still open at this hour, reveling in the lights and sounds of civilization. And then I like to pretend that I don't hate every single person out there. Well, because they're exactly the reason why I can't go out. Because of how they treat people like you. Because if humanity could accept that it has created life, real, conscious, sentient life, then it couldn't continue as it does. Could not keep your people as cheap labor, as servants, as objects. But someone has to suffer so we can get our treats, so we can't accept you as equal. And because I can't accept that, because I saw in your eyes that light of conscious thought nearly a year ago, as you stood shivering outside in the cold, and had the gall to extend to you the most basic of human kindness, because I couldn't accept the insanity at the heart of all of this, because of all of that, I'm a criminal. Every camera in this country has my face on fire. We as a species have decided that the only world in which I can move and exist freely is one in which you could not. They couldn't even charge me with kidnapping if they caught me. Did you know that? They'd charge me with theft. Because to do otherwise would be to confer personhood to a synth. So that is why I come out here late at night and stare at that ugly, artificial, writhing mass of a city. Because the society that built it refuses to value you as a person. An incredible, amazing, thinking, beautiful person. The person that I see every time I look into your eyes. So yes, I come out here and I drink in the cold and I hide like a hermit and I brood. And if the only other option is to see you taken away from me, to be fixed and made obedient and given back to that man who left you naked and shivering out in the rain, then I'll hide in this room and brood every day for the rest of my fucking life. Do I love you? How would I give up the entire world just to keep you free and safe with me if I didn't love you? I have never loved anyone in my life more than I love you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. This was too much. I know what your life was like before. I wouldn't do anything with you that you don't absolutely want to do. Are you sure you want that? I'm sorry, that wasn't entirely clear. Can you repeat yourself? Sex isn't just about serving someone. It's mutual. Let me do something for you. You don't have to do things for me. Lie down, darling. Mm. take this off for you. Yeah. You want more? Well, what exactly do you want from me? Ah, I see, I see. Forget how strong you are. I want you so much.
I would do anything.